No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey, you are welcome here at Pilgrim Church. The only announcement I have is please fill out your attendance sheets. And does anybody else have any other announcements?
I do. Good morning. I think I saw most of your faces last night. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention our awesome and record-breaking supper and auction. It's not only record-breaking for the amount of money we earned, but the number of people who came, the level of loudness and laughing.
Yeah.
And we almost ran out of food, which has never happened with Bill and I before. So it was an awesome, awesome auction and supper. We hope you all plan on coming to the orange one.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank Dick and Pauline for taking care of the money, and Kelly and Sandy for all the desserts. We have two sign-up sheets in Fellowship Hall. One is for next week's brunch, just if you're going to bring something, we'd like to know what you're going to bring. And there's a sign-up sheet for Monday, Thursday. We need to know how many people are coming to that. You don't have to bring anything, it doesn't cost anything, but we make soup for that, so we like to know how much soup to make. So those two sign-up sheets, please pay attention to at coffee hour. Thank you.
And I don't see anybody else from education team, so I should make this announcement. Next week after the brunch is our annual Easter egg hunt. So bring grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whoever you would like to come to the Easter egg hunt. It'll be inside somewhere, but we deal and everything. It's always fun and the kids have a good time. And I'm really bummed. I'm going to be in New Haven next weekend celebrating my granddaughter's first birthday and a bunch of other birthdays. But it's always a great time. The brunch is wonderful. And then the Easter egg hunt is a good time too. So feel free to bring along any children you would like to come and find Easter eggs.
Good morning.
Morning.
In your bulletin is your flower insert. If you would like to order Easter flowers for the sanctuary, please fill it out and put it in the offering plate along with your payment. The other thing is, if you do not wish to buy flowers, you can also purchase flowers on your own and bring them in for Easter, like Home Depot, Lowe's usually runs really good deals on lilies. The other thing is, for our Maundy Thursday service, I'm still looking for two more readers. If you would be interested in reading at the Maundy Thursday service, please see me. Thank you.
Please stand if you're able to join me in the call to worship. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. Our cup overflows. The Lord makes us lie down in green pastures. The Lord restores our souls. Even if we walk through the valley of death, you are there with us. Your rod and staff comfort us. Let us worship God. Our opening hymn today is number 286, Spirit, Spirit of Gentleness.
Stir me from blessedness, wind on the sea. You moved on the waters, you called to the deep, and you coaxed up the mountains, the valleys of sea. Gentleness, go through the wilderness. blessed, calling and free. Spirit, Spirit of restlessness, stir me from placidness, wind, wind on the sea. You swept through the desert, you sung with the sand, and you go in your people with the law and the land. When they were confounded by their idols and lies, then you spoke through your
remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Shepherd of souls, lead your children to safe pastures. Fill our countenance with courage and joy that lasts forever. Gracious good shepherd, lead us into your presence. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
I'd like to invite the children to come forward for children's time.
How about the young at heart, too? So here we go.
Did everybody have a good St. Patrick's Day?
Wonderful.
I'm so glad all of you are here today. Today in the gospel reading, Jesus is talking about worry. He's talking about when we worry, when we have anxiety, when there are things in our head that shouldn't be there. And when the disciples are being taught about that, what he does is he takes out a flower. Not this one, this one's in They're all beautiful, aren't they? He takes out
beauty's
inside, outside, all around you, everywhere. Why don't you take one, Curtis? Well, everybody take one. So Jesus takes a flower. And he says, take a look at this tulip. Isn't this tulip beautiful? It is. Does this tulip go to work? No. Does this tulip go to school? No. Does this tulip have to clean up its room? No. This.
It doesn't even have a room.
It doesn't even have a room. The whole great sky is its room. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. That's right. This flower is beautiful just as it is. It receives all the sunshine, all the rain, everything it needs from the soil. It doesn't have to worry at all. God takes care of it. And it's beautiful. It's not as beautiful as you are. It's not as beautiful as you are. It's not as beautiful as you, as you, as you, as you, and all of you out there. It's not as beautiful as you. But God loves you more than God loves this flower. So what's there to worry about? Will you pray with me? Whenever we have a worry, Jesus, we could always give it to you. Amen. And now we're going to sing, Jesus, Remember Me. And Pastor Tank remembered that.
There are three readings today. The first one is Isaiah chapter 49, verses 8 through 16, Zion's children to be brought home. Thus says the Lord, in a time of favor I have answered you, on a day of salvation I have helped you, I have kept you and given you as a covenant to the people, to establish the land, to apportion the desolate heritages, saying to the prisoners, come out, to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed along the ways, on all the bare heights shall be their pasture. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them down, for he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. And I will turn all my mountains into a road, and my highways shall be raised up. Lo, these shall come from far away, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Syene. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Break forth, O mountains, into singing, for the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, my Lord has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. The second reading is Psalm 23, the Divine Shepherd, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. And the last reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 14. Examine yourselves to see whether you are living in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to pass the test. I hope you will find out that we have not failed, but we pray to God that you may not do anything wrong, not that we may appear to have passed the test, but that you may do what is right, though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak and you are strong. This is what we pray for, that you may become perfect. So I write these things while I am away from you, so that when I come, I may not have to be severe in using the authority that the Lord has given me for building up and not for tearing down. Thus ends the readings for today.
Jesus walked this lonesome valley. He had to walk it by himself. Oh, nobody else could walk it for him. He had to walk it by himself.
Jesus walked this lonesome valley.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, the 6th chapter, starting with the 24th verse. No one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add one single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin.
Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear? For it's the Gentiles who strive after all these things. And indeed, your heavenly Father knows you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and all God's righteousness. And all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow brings worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In life, there's two things you can worry about. Either we'll get well or we'll get sick. If we get well, well, there's nothing to worry about. If we get sick, well, there's two things we'll have to worry about. Either we'll get well or we'll die. If we get well, well, there's nothing to worry about. Well, if we die, there's two things to worry about. Either we'll go to heaven or we'll go to hell. If we go to heaven, well, that's no problem. And if we go to hell, we'll be spending so much time shaking hands with our friends, we won't have anything to worry about. So really, there's nothing to worry about. Why worry? Worrying makes about as much sense as trying to see your own eyes. You can't see your own eyes, just like you can't solve a problem by worrying about it. Worry is worthless. And that's what Jesus is talking about in our gospel reading this morning, worry. You ever had a million thoughts in your head at the same time? How about fears, anxieties? Yes. Worry's what we're talking about this morning. So what does Jesus say about worry? Jesus points to the natural world and he asks us to look at the birds and the flowers. Have you ever meditated among a garden of flowers? Flowers have wisdom. If we pay attention, they can teach us many things. Flowers teach us that drinking fresh water makes for a long, healthy life. Flowers teach us that our diet affects our mood. Think about this. When you're upset, isn't it a good idea to ask yourself, am I tired? Am I thirsty? Am I hungry? I don't know about you, but when I'm tired and hungry, I worry more. Jesus says, when you're worried, look to the natural world. The natural world and flowers in particular can teach us basic life lessons about harmony and balance. You've got to get three even meals every day to live a balanced life. Flowers teach us about this harmony and balance. What else can flowers teach us? Flowers teach us to play in the sunshine and to rest at dawn. Flowers even teach us to exercise. Don't believe me? You ever seen flowers just doing this? Or like this? Or like this? How about a sunflower? Sunflower does this. Flowers teach us to get some exercise. When flowers reach for sunshine and they resist the wind, their stems and leaves flex their little muscles and they grow. Flowers teach us to exercise.
And there's no excuse nowadays.
I mean, Planet's Fitness costs about $1 a month. We need to listen to the flowers and get to the gym. When you exercise, your body sends endorphins, nature's little stress relievers to ease worry. Exercise actually physically reduces your worry. It's a fact. Just like the flowers need a little water, I need a little water too. Even if you're old, you can exercise. If you can walk, you can be on the treadmill. So we should all listen to the flowers when they teach us to exercise, eat balanced meals, and get proper rest. But even if you feel like you can't exercise, don't worry about it. If you feel like your body can't do anything, exercise your soul by meditating or praying for others. What do we worry about anyway? We worry about our health. We worry about kids. We worry about jobs. We worry about clothes, food, bills. We worry about relationships. If you think about it, all these problems are temporary. When we die and go to heaven, all these temporary fears and disappointments won't really matter anyway. Inside of you is something glorious and holy, something eternal that will not die when your body dies. Listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, and I quote, "Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you?" Let me say that again. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Inside of you is something glorious, holy, and eternal. From your baptism until this moment, the seed of life in your soul has been watered by God. With every step of your life, you're being prepared. You are being prepared for the kingdom of God and a peace that passes understanding. So when you're confronted with a temporary problem, remember there's an eternal power outside of you, above you, and within you, and below you. You are surrounded by holy love, above, within, and all around. Immortal love which will not leave you when you get old and die. Love that's forever. God loves you passionately, so there's nothing, absolutely nothing for you to worry about. Your worries are just boogeymen in the dark. If you're still feeling anxious, one way I've found relief from the temporary problems of this world is to pray. I know you've heard that before, but some of the most peaceful people I know pray up to 3 hours a day. Prayer really does take away worry. There's several types of Christian prayers. There are the prayers we do corporately as part of a worship service. In the Protestant tradition, we've got the Lord's Prayer. In the Catholic tradition, there's the Rosary. And in the Orthodox tradition, the Jesus Prayer. All three of these prayers are great for one's devotion to God, and they all give relief from worry. But the type of prayer that gives the most relief is contemplative prayer. In this type of prayer, attention can be directed to every body part progressively. relaxing the whole organism and taking away worry. Deep states of relaxation invigorate the body and free us from anxiety. You concentrate on the breath, inhaling and exhaling slowly, and this slows down the heart rate and extends your life. Countless books have been written which reveal the physical benefits of contemplative prayer and meditation. But the most important effects are spiritual. Deep states of prayer increase emotional intelligence. You begin to have emotional stability and a sense of calm. You become more aware of your surroundings and thought becomes flexible. Prayer heals our worry. Got a little too serious. It's very, very, I can hear a pin drop in here. Let's review the basic points we covered today. If we're struggling with worry, getting proper nutrition, getting exercise, a good rest can bring back harmony, can bring back that state of feeling okay again. Often just getting back to our routine can put us back on track. And lastly, we know that prayer is a valuable tool to combat anxiety, sadness, and depression. If everything else fails, music and laughter can also comfort our souls. So before I close, I want to introduce a friend I brought all the way from Jamaica who's going to play a song which says it much better than I can. Please put your hands together for our Rastafarian minister, Bubba Marley. Don't worry, be happy. Amen.
Our next hymn is number 459, Come, O Fount of Every Blessing. Please stand if you're able.
Oh,
be seated. Now we'll say the pastoral prayer. Gracious God, the ravens of the sky have no storehouses or barns, yet you feed them and give them life abundantly. The flowers in the field shine in the light and sway in the breeze. They do not have jobs yet, so they are clothed and fed. Your sun and your rain falls freely upon the flowers, so they do not need to worry. You care for them and you care for us, so we don't need to worry either. Praises to you, O gracious one. Blessed Creator, we ask you to sustain your creation. Lift up this world that war and destruction may become a thing of the past. Help our citizens and police departments all across this country to heal and reestablish public trust. We pray for all victims of violence and abuse. We pray for all people who live in war zones and places affected by terror. And we pray for those who do the very difficult job of serving and protecting the Republic. Teach us to find common ground, Holy One. Humbly we place our cares upon you, our Savior and Lord. We pray for everyone who calls Pilgrim Congregational Church their spiritual home. Be with this congregation and send your comforting spirit to everyone who is on the prayer list. And we pray for, we share Lisa's friend Anne, her joy, and Don and Sandy's joy. And we also say prayer concerns for Guiding Eyes and their puppy in New Hampshire and their dog in New York. And we also share concerns for Pat Claffey. We also share concern for the people on our prayer list, Lee Boley, Lee Carvalho, Claudette, Frank, Kristen, Carolyn, Renee, Penny, Kyson, Peggy, Judy Nelson, Ralph, Noah, Porter, Shirley Reynolds, Sharon, and please keep the people in the military in your prayers. And now we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And I invite our ushers to come forward to accept the offering for today.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm.
I would not be a sinner, I tell you the reason why. I'm afraid the Lord might call my name, and I wouldn't be ready to die.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm.
I tell you the reason why. I'm afraid my Lord might call my name, and I wouldn't be ready to die.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land,
a shelter in a time of storm.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in a time of storm.
Peace in all you do.
brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.